the rest of the story. James Butler was a circus performer turned prospector. Not even sure what he was prospecting for up there in the Dakota Territory, but we know that he was prospecting. He just got married to a pretty young circus girl named Agnes Lake, and he wanted them both to retire comfortably and build that house they'd talked about. Jim was quite romantic, after all. "I will devote my life to making you happy," he told Agnes. So Jim headed out west to stake their claim. And it could be he found it. Now you've met James Butler. Now I want you to meet John McCall. Cross-eyed, broken-nosed John McCall, one of those disgruntled postal workers you keep hearing about. Sullen personality, sort of a loner. Had only one postal route, little town of Red Cloud, and the even littler town of Deadwood. Now, we're not 100% certain why John McCall grew determined to kill the newlywed James Butler. We think a couple of crooks named John Barney and Tim Brady took McCall out one night and got him drunk and actually paid him to shoot Jim. But anyway, based on what you already know about Jim's recent ambitions, it would be logical to assume that the bad guys were after his mining claim. We'll leave that behind for now. All I want you to picture is the scene in Deadwood outside the number 10 saloon, 3 p.m. August 2nd, 1876. In particular, I want you to see the horse over there, the horse tied to the hitching post. That's the getaway horse. That's the horse Postman John McCall had all picked out to jump on and ride out of town like the wind after he killed Jim. It's not even McCall's horse. Don't ask me why. Maybe his own horse was too slow or something. Anyway, he knows Jim's in the saloon. His intention's to go inside, sneak up, and shoot Jim in the back of the head, then ride off for who knows where. John McCall got the first part just right. He found Jim indulging himself in a friendly game of poker. The newlywed prospector died smiling, never knowing what had hit him. But from this day on, when you retell the tale, I think you will delight your listeners if you include the following facts. John McCall and James Butler had met the night before, had played poker the night before, and Jim had won and took McCall's money, all of it, maybe even the down payment on his own assassination. But Jim, feeling sorry for John, bought him dinner and went on home. And you will remember this as well, that the August afternoon John McCall picked to kill Jim was a warm one. So warm that the unwitting owner of McCall's designated getaway horse, the owner of the horse before leaving him tied up, loosened the cinch on his saddle. That's right, it was a hot night, so he loosened the cinch on the saddle. And when John McCall boldly leaped into that saddle to make his daring escape, the saddle turned all the way under the horse's belly. Hurling the assassin to the ground, he was promptly apprehended and later tried and convicted and strung up. Sometimes American history, or what you see on TV or even hear about in school, doesn't do justice to the weirdness that was. For once upon a blazing saddle, there was a cross-eyed, crooked-nosed mailman who set out to murder James Butler Hickok. Could that be Wild Bill Hickok? It was Wild Bill Hickok. The killer of Wild Bill Hickok. The killer was captured by his own getaway horse. And now you know the rest of the story.